I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going to hear this sooner or later, but you're going to hear it here first. So they have these red light cameras in place in Pittsburgh. Okay? Two places. It's a test run, like a 60-day thing. And they're going to send you warnings if you ran the light. So a bunch of cops are getting this training. All they do is sit there and watch videos, literally. They identify the license plate, and then they identify whether you ran the light. I'm serious. They're all paid overtime. It's the only way to cover this. And then they send you a warning for now, and then a ticket. And after 60 days, where there'll be up to 40 red light cameras. What's my point? Two things. Number one, the cops that I know that have this training and they're veterans, they're blown away by how many of you run red lights. So they grab the data for me from one 24-hour window. One. 500 people ran red lights. This isn't right turn or red stuff. This is blowing through the red light. This is in two intersections in 24 hours. They're saying that once this cranks up, millions of dollars. Patrick, even you were kind of surprised by the numbers, weren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't believe there were that many that just flat out ran the red light.
And so
500.
So they're going to, in like 60 days, they're going to send you a ticket. And it's a cash grab. No points, nothing. You can run 40 of these. You pay the ticket. And it's ridiculous. There are cops out there who know this is stupid. And they want real laws for people who drive too fast, real laws, real convictions. And they all call. I don't know a cop that thinks these red light cams that send you the ticket in the mail are anything but a cash grab. One of those cops, one of my boys, excuse me, Gary Craig. Hey, Gary, how are you, brother?
Good morning. How you doing?
The red light cameras irritate the hell out of you, don't they?
Yeah, they're no different than what Washington, D.C. has there for the speed cameras,
right,
which generates millions of dollars for D.C.
Right. But nothing else, right?
No, it's a waste of police services.
Right?
I don't like them, Marty. I really don't.
Tell us why.
Well, I mean, there's far more laws that they should be investigating in the state of Commonwealth of Pennsylvania alone, because about 20 states have a felony speeding law, and we're so far behind the times that I actually had a friend get arrested years ago in Virginia for doing 15 miles an hour of speeding. But now it's 20 or 26.
Really?
He got stopped, getting a warning, got caught 100 miles an hour, doing 100 miles an hour, a mile up down the road, and Virginia State Police arrested him. He was a cop in the area around here. He had to go down there, have a hearing, reduced to a misdemeanor, keep his job.
Wow.
Right now on the parkway here, it's a nightmare on this parkway.
Is it?
I get cars passing every day, but I'm unmarked black SUV, a police vehicle, 110, 150 miles an hour.
No.
Oh, but Mark, it's ridiculous. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
These people speed. I'm not surprised that 500 people went through the red light. I mean,
I guess.
People don't drive anymore safe. That's the problem. But there's no teeth in our laws to put people behind. But if you get caught doing 26 miles out of the speed limit or 50, you should be arrested on the spot, taken to jail, fingerprinted, handcuffed, fingerprinted, photographed, spend night in jail. It might knock some of this off. But the problem is, it's the 18 to 30-some-year-olds. It's not people our age, because we're older, we're more mature now. I mean, Sure, we did it when we were younger. But right now, with the cell phones, with all the distraction, it's a damn nightmare anymore.
Plus, when they go 130, they post it on social, it makes them a hero.
Oh, Marty, look on TikTok. You got motorcycles doing 160, 180 miles an hour down the highways.
It's
all
true.
across the country.
Gary Craig, who is the Baldwin Township police chief, and I've been friends with him for more than 20 years. You think Pennsylvania needs a felony speeding law. What would that mean, and why would you think that's important, sir?
Well, it should deter people from doing excessive amount of speeding, like 100 miles an hour in a parkway, 50 miles an hour in a residential area, to that effect. Because it's only a matter of time people start getting hit. I'm pretty sure the parkway, them crashes out there are pretty significant anymore. Unfortunately, state police have to patrol the Mon Valley area because they don't have any police department down there.
Yep.
So there's no really state police coverage that much in the parkway or 79 anymore around this area.
Wow.
And that's pretty much, I mean, you got towns like Hempel, Marty, which has businesses can afford police. They don't have police to keep the taxes low. But the state police do Hempel Township. I mean, they can afford to have their own police department. They should be made to have it. Towns that need it, like the Mon Valley, can't have it.
Wow.
So that's why state police are sitting down there right now, because under state law, if you can't afford a police department, state police have to provide coverage.
Wow. So you think that a felony speeding law would save lives?
Sure. I mean, right now, the biggest thing we can do is speeding, and we have a reckless driving charge, but it's not arrestable. It's a suspension and a higher fine. I don't know how we would press the issue as police. I mean, if you have a local magistrate, you might be able to get away with pressing the issue to get downtown to the Powell's office. I don't even know if he would go along, to be honest with you, or any judges would, because you're in front of any judge just about in Allegheny County, and they reduce the fine, at least the speeding down from, if it's a 25-mile period, the clock being 60, they'll give you 45 or 40 miles an hour. That reduces the fine, the cost, and the points. So very rarely you have to be pretty much a significant returner over and over again in front of the magistrate to be found guilty of the speed you're doing.
Once your little hamlet, once they see the revenue, Pittsburgh's going to make millions from this. Do the math, brother. 500 violations in 24 hours on two cameras? They're going to have 40 cameras? It's going to be millions and millions of dollars, isn't it, sir?
Well, Marty, people seem to forget. Here's the point.
Yep.
A simple red light violation is $25. The municipality gets $12.50. The state gets $12.50. We don't make money on. We actually lose money to send an officer to court in overtime.
Oh.
So out of that $12.50, if I send an officer to overtime for 3 hours, he's making $200. So the township's losing $175, basically.
Wow.
So that's why a lot of people say it's a money generator for the townships and the federal boroughs and stuff like that. City of Pittsburgh has a different problem. They have liaisons that's on the court that's paid to be there.
Yeah.
So all their ticket costs basically go back to the coffers of City of Pittsburgh. I'm pretty sure under this program, you would pay a fine. The fine would go towards the City of Pittsburgh also. The fine would go towards the company that installed the cameras.
Yep.
Basically a 50-50 split. So there's really no cost for overtime for the City of Pittsburgh. So yeah, it's a bigger journey revenue for City of Pittsburgh than it would be for the townships and the boroughs of Allegheny County.
But it's really a money machine, nothing else, right?
Sure. I mean, how do they justify, Marty? I mean, they have the exorbitant amount of crashes in this area?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Is there people getting run over in the area? I don't think so.
No.
Or else you'd be hearing about news and the insurance rates would be sky high for
right.
all kind of stuff. I mean,
right.
it's just the bigger traffic areas, the more problems. I mean, I look at Mount Lebanon, for example, mostly
yeah.
close by me. They get people hit on Washington Road all the time. Some
oh,
of
yeah.
people walk out in the middle of traffic.
Oh, yeah.
They walk out between cars.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them don't cross intersections.
Yep.
It's a somewhat busy road for a business area.
It's a state highway.
Could they use red light cameras up there? Possibly.
Yeah,
I think
they
could probably justify it.
Yeah, I get it.
But I don't think it's worth it.
Wow. And the new culture of young people is we don't give a damn. We're flying, right? That's the way people drive now, right?
100%. It's ridiculous. That's my problem. Chief Haber and I were being friends since middle school days back in Georgia Valley.
Yeah.
We're meeting with State Rep. Mayor Zucker here pretty soon in September to discuss this. We discussed it here at our community day, or National Night Day with her already, about scooters, about the felony speeding, stuff like that. So we're going to meet with her at lunch and try to do something to get this curtailed, because if it's happening here, it's got to be happening all across the state.
I will do anything to help you. I'm all in. All in, brother.
That's perfect. I hope to hear that, because it's a danger. Even today, Marty, your first day of school, we got like 4 calls of people speeding up on our side streets and in the residential area. And it's a nightmare. It's hard to stop. But in a way, if there's teeth in the law, most people are not going to be arrested, not going to be fingerprinted, not going to be taken down time, spent day in jail for speeding.
Well,
and face the facts. If I get passed by a car in a parkway at 100 miles an hour and I'm doing 65 above the speed of myself, to get off of Green Tree Road, They get there, what, 5 seconds, 8 seconds before me? They're sitting at the red light. I sit there and laugh. And they're doing 115, 110 miles an hour, and you can get off the road maybe 5 seconds in front of me.
Wow.
So something's got to be done, because I see enough crashes in the parkway the past 2 years coming to work that I can only imagine what's causing them the most.
And while you make an amazing point that because of shortages in smaller towns, the state cops can't get out on the highways and write the tickets they used to.
Correct.
Wow.
They're all down in Mon Valley at the Pittsburgh barracks. I mean, I'm knocking them. My cousin's a state trooper. They have a tough job. Their primary job in this area was to answer calls for traffic control, crashes, stuff like that, the parkway in 79. Unfortunately, and we have a couple living on time that I've talked to, they're down in the Mon Valley working. And that's mandated by law. They can't do nothing about it. I've seen more cars on the parkway this past weekend, state police-wise, and Dick was being stopped than I have in a while. But for the most part, most of the guys are down in Mon Valley working.
Wow.
Answering domestic calls, robbery calls, assault calls, you name it, dog barking calls. Which to me, like I said, Hemphill Township is my prime example. They have more money than probably Mount Lebanon, Upper St. Clair, and Buffalo Park combined with all the business out there. And they have no police coverage. The taxes are low. They should be made to hire a police force the equivalent to the size of Hemphill Township with their residency in a business area. But once again, your state politicians are lazy.
Wow.
Virginia has a law. South Carolina has a law. I mean, pretty much on the East Coast, Florida has most, like I said, 20 states, I believe, 15 to 20 states, maybe 22, have a felony speeding law to be arrested on site if you're caught doing anywhere from 26 to 30 miles an hour above the speed limit.
It'll slow you down. Chief.
It will.
Thanks, brother.
No problem. You take care.
It's amazing stuff.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I speed on the highways. Just being honest. If we're on a trip and the family falls asleep, I have a Genesis. I'll get it over 90. I'm not proud of it. I just don't have any patience. And if you have a car like a Genesis, it's so quiet and everyone's asleep and I just go. And to Gary's point, I know a bunch of state cops, they're not out there anymore as much writing tickets because they can't. And to his other point, they have to by law. So all these towns, for various reasons, either don't have a police department and or they are broke. So they had to eliminate the police department. So by law, the state police become that police department. So they literally say, come off the turnpike, the parkway, whatever, and go down there. And now you're their police department. And look, they do their thing and they do a hell of a job. State cops are cool, man. They're disciplined, their work ethic, their training, and they're tough guys. Big fan of their attitudes. Always have been. I like tough guys. I like law and order people. I got no problem with that. But what happens is they're off of the highway system. And I'm no genius about this stuff. But I'll tell you, and I know this because I use Waze, which is the greatest radar detector in the history of man. Because it isn't a radar detector. Waze is this brilliant technology where literally, and Patrick knows this, people check in, they'll say there's a state cop right here. And then as you get upon it, it tells you, police officer, it'll even tell you where it is and where they're hidden. But I've seen this, Patrick, and to Gary's point, the chief's point, they just don't have the numbers anymore to write tickets. And I'm not defending my ridiculous, obnoxious habit of speeding, but I'm saying they can't be everywhere, so they can't write these tickets, so people are going crazy in their cars. Are they not?
Well, exactly. A few months back, my son had an accident on 28. It took almost 2 hours for a trooper to get there.
Oh, yeah.
This was right at the Fox Chapel exit.
Oh, yeah.
And it's because he came from the Katanning barracks.
At least an hour.
That's what patrols that entire stretch down 28. They come from Katanning down to the Highland Park Bridge. And so there's not that many of them.
And the other thing he said, and I know you see this because I see it all the time because we're heavy into social media. young people have decided, and look, we all sped when we were young, but now it's a click thing. Patrick, you can spend hours scrolling these idiots drag racing on video and slamming into trucks and walls and cars. Kids doing wheelies on motorcycles at 120 miles an hour, right? Crazy stuff to get clicks.
Absolutely. But kids and adults and everybody, there are no consequences because there's no one out there writing tickets.
Wow.
So until you hit those red light zones, like occasionally you'll hit the ones that PennDOT sets up in construction zones, but that's it. I can't remember the last time I saw somebody pulled over for speeding on the parkway.
You can go for 2 hours on the parkway toward Erie and not see a cop. I'm not on the parkway. I'm sorry. But you can travel to Erie and not see a cop for 2 hours. Not that they're lazy. They're just somewhere else. And Gary just kind of made that point. On top of that, because of 8,000 different reasons, apathy and all those sorts of things post-COVID, they're 500 to 700 state troopers short. They're begging people to be state troopers. So to his point, a felony speeding law where you could go to jail for going 120 miles an hour would slow people down. It would at least be out there as a tool for cops to use. Right now it isn't. I see on social media kids on motorcycles, they call them these crotch rockets, which my son is enamored with these right now. 160 miles an hour weaving through traffic. It's insane. I've had kids on motorcycles flying past me over 100 miles an hour coming from the North Hills. It's insane what's happened. And all of they have, Patrick, they have like a stick on the back of their car, which has a camera on it. They everything's a show to them. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, they're recording their rides. Yes. They've got a 360 camera recording on the back. I mean, I've had them blow past me getting on at Green Tree to go into the tunnels, and they're doing 100 miles an hour down towards the tunnel until they get right to it.
Wow.
It's wild.
At the end of the day, if there's no cops there, you're going to speed. And I'm guilty of it. I am. But not 120. 90? Yeah. Yeah. But if my wife wakes up, no. It ain't happening. She freaks out. Says, stop this car. Hold on. Jeremy, go ahead.
Hi, Marty. Yeah, this is State Rep Jeremy Schaefer here, and I would be happy to introduce the bill that you're suggesting in the State House to make it.
I love you, Jeremy. Can you either hold on through the break or call after the break in 5 minutes?
Yes, yeah, happy to do that.
Oh, man, I love this. I love a guy who cares. That's really, really cool. I love this.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South, but for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I love this show because people in power listen. And one of my favorite political leaders is Republican Jeremy Schaefer because he listens and he gives a damn. And he heard the chief talking about the necessity for this felony speeding law, and Jeremy joins us. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm doing pretty good, Marty. How about yourself?
Well, you got Gary Kreck all fired up. Tell us what you're thinking and tell us what you think, why you think this is important, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm on the House Transportation Committee in Harrisburg. So, you know, roadway safety is a big issue. And accidents are the number one cause of death for Pennsylvanians age 16 to 24.
Wow.
And so, yeah, people don't appreciate that. We talk about many other issues. We tend not to talk about all the roadway deaths, which in Pennsylvania is over 1,000 people die in roadway accidents a year in Pennsylvania. And speed is normally the number one cause of those accidents.
And do you buy what he's selling? Two things, because I see it on people going nuts with the speed and there's less enforcement because of shortages.
Yeah, well, there's a number of issues that we have in Pennsylvania with the enforcement side. But number one, the most egregious, like the extreme speeds that you're talking about, they need to be stopped.
Yeah.
We need the tools for police to be able to stop that. And an issue that I deal with all the time in my communities is, unfortunately, local police can't use radar. And so it's very hard for them to enforce the speed rules as they are. And we get the complaints all the time about it.
Republican State Rep. Jeremy Schaefer, is there the political will in Pennsylvania to get a felony speeding law on the books, sir?
I will definitely talk with my colleagues, but to me, this isn't like a Republican or Democrat issue. This is a public safety issue that we should come together and get done.
Hold on, man. I got the chief on the phone. You got them all jazzed up.
Okay.
Chief, go ahead. You have Representative Schaefer. Tell him what you were thinking.
I love the idea. I told him before, me and Chief Haber met with Jen Mazzocco here at our building 2 weeks ago to discuss this whole incident, so the whole issue. So, yeah, I'd love to meet with him, too.
I'll do that. I'll happy to meet with any police chiefs, and maybe we can get a bipartisan bill introduced in the state house.
This isn't a political issue, Marty. Like you said, this is a safety issue. This concerns my kids, your kids, grandkids, people in general. The radar issue, I laugh at because this has been an issue since my start case work in 1993. The state police have controlled this. I do fault them for that. They don't want local law enforcement to have radar, which is a joke. They controlled it for the past 34 years of my career, and then the politicians never passed it, which is not a joke. We're the only state in the union that doesn't have radar for local police.
Oh, wow. Is that true, Jeremy? I didn't know that.
That is absolutely true.
Wow.
At least that we're the only state that doesn't have radar for local police. And it's a big issue in Allegheny County and surrounding counties because we rely on our local police in all of my communities. If you're out in a rural area in Pennsylvania, a lot of them don't have local police, so it's not as much of an issue. But here, I want Northern Regional Hampton. I want West Deer Police to be able to have the radar to enforce it.
And Jeremy, you're saying the number one cause of death is this speeding with young kids?
Yeah, 16 to 24-year-olds, roadway accidents, the number one cause of death.
Really? Gary, did you know that? Wow.
Yeah, I read that before, Marty. I'm not up on I haven't read that in a while, but I read it before that it was up there. I have no reason not to believe his statement there.
Jeremy, I'm seeing insane videos. They now validate themselves, and they have cameras literally attached on a pole to the back of their car. It's now become this social media thing, which makes it even more dangerous, doesn't it, Jeremy?
Oh, absolutely. Social media, unfortunately, you have kids who want to get the likes or views, and they do crazy things that put themselves and the rest of the public in incredible danger. And I would just encourage them not to do that.
My boy Wayne says that Florida has felony speeding statutes. Patrick said they don't have them. What do you mean, Patrick? They don't have felony speeding statutes alone. What do you mean?
Yeah, so I believe, let's see, I'm trying to look at the graphic here that just pulled up for us.
Marty, is that for me?
So Florida, you have to be 50 miles per hour over the limit.
Yeah.
Or dangerous driving at 100 miles per hour plus.
Second. So that is a statute then?
Yeah, but not based on speed alone.
What do you mean? What's it based on?
There has to be dangerous driving involved also. There's multiple factors.
Gary, are these statutes in other states, are they based on speed alone, or do you have to have multiple factors?
Most of them are based on speed alone. Like Virginia's 26, I believe 26 miles an hour.
I see.
There's a bunch of more speed alone. Pennsylvania's one of the few that doesn't have it. They try to base it on like reckless driving, the conditions in the area. Of course, reckless driving is not an arrestable offense at the traffic stop. It's not a physical arrestable offense, put it that way. That's why we have nothing. We have no teeth in our bite here in Pennsylvania for speeding.
All right, Jeremy. Thanks. So we're gonna set up a meeting. I sent him your cell, Gary, and I'll send the same to you. And And I wanted to get this going. Jeremy, you tell me anything I can do to help. All right, my man.
Yep, we will be happy to do that, and I'm happy to meet with the police, and we'll get this rolling.
And Chief, thanks, my man. Thanks for caring, brother.
Thank you, Marty. Take care. Thanks, right, Jeremy.
Wow, I have no idea. My son, I'm driving with him now. He has his permit. We've gone out several times. And at that age, because I was no different, all you ever think about is, man, look at that car, look how fast. It's an addiction for young kids, and you have to pound it into their heads. This is why, son, you're driving a Subaru, one of the safest cars on earth. Son, we aren't allowed to speed like that in this family, even though Dad does on the highway. So I now have to slow down, because what will happen is, and I can't have that, because the last time we were on a trip, I was driving alone with my son, and he was asleep. We were going to a swim meet in Ohio, and I was driving, and I was going over 90 miles an hour while he was asleep, because I don't want him seeing that, and I'm being a goof. He woke up and saw it, and now I have to slow down, because Patrick, you know this. Well, that's what you do, Dad. They'll do the same thing, won't they, brother?
Oh, absolutely. They will inherit our bad habits, become their bad habits if we're not careful.
And they'll put them up against us. Dad, you do it. Okay, Vince, slow down or you won't be driving at all. We'll be right back. Bam, bam, bam. Before we go, I got to get into this. It's important. This decision this morning that you might not have heard of because you can't listen all the time, involving Meta in California, where they settled with all these AGs. First of all, Pennsylvania might get up to $750 million. That will be allocated by the Attorney General for various programs. We'll see the breakdown. They're sending me a list here in a few minutes. That's fine. The money's amazing. But what I wanted to mention, and I just sent a text message to one of the attorneys on this case who's been working this from the get-go, Tom King, who's one of my boys. When will Meta, which in essence, folks, is a Facebook, Instagram, is that it? Patrick, do they have anything else?
WhatsApp.
They have, just so you folks understand the dynamic, there are like 3 billion people on Facebook. It's insane how much traction they have and the scope of who they reach. So number one, it's actually fascinating. They have agreed to time limits. This is actually cool. Teen users will be restricted to a maximum of 2 hours a day app usage by default. Okay. Nighttime restrictions. By the way, that's extraordinary. Nighttime restrictions. Meta must suspend push notifications. In other words, Patrick, when they send you crap all day and all night, right? Right?
Exactly.
Suspend them and implement nighttime blocks for teens. This is smart, man. Between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m., unless explicitly deactivated by a parent. I don't know, maybe if mom and dad are out of pocket and want to reach them, right? That would make sense, right, Patrick? I would think.
Yeah, or if they're on, spring break or vacation or whatever, you can take those time blocks off.
Nice point. A personalized feed opt-out. Teenagers will gain the ability to turn off algorithm-driven personalized feeds, opting instead for non-recommended chronological content. Could you translate that into English for us, Patrick? What's that mean?
Sure. So the algorithm isn't watching what you're watching and feeding you similar stuff that it thinks you'll like to keep you scrolling down the rabbit hole of content.
Enhanced age assurance. The platform must implement rigid age verification standards subject to an independent third-party testing. That's cool, Patrick, isn't it? Really cool.
That is cool. I'm curious how they would do that.
Yeah, me too.
It's very interesting.
Because right now the kids can kind of sneak around it, lie around it, cheat around it, right?
Oh, exactly. There's so many ways to get around those things. And you can't ask a kid to provide a driver's license when they don't have one.
Hey, by the way, what do you think of all this stuff? The two-hour daily app usage by default. That's big. Most kids spend.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, because the numbers were, I think it was north of like 6 to 8 hours plus that kids were spending on their devices.
On a personal level, and we make our living on our phones, quite frankly. I'm generally producing the show, and Patrick knows this because I'll annoy him at 10 at night up until when I go to sleep about 10:15, and it's an all-day thing. I average about 4.5 hours a day on the phone. That's what it tells me. What about you, Patrick? How much time?
Oh, I think you're higher than that. I think it's being kind to you.
What's that mean? Why would it lie? It sends me this notification every week
On one particular app?
No, it said 4 hours on social. I don't know.
Huh.
I thought the same thing.
Know. Just because we're pulling in so much information and putting so much out in those different platforms and using other tools that it may or may not be counting in that time.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting at.
So my question is, can the kids sneak around this? Will they find backdoors and opt outs and different ways of sneaking around?
I mean, they always do, but you know, you have to work harder to find those things.
I love this. Don't you? I think it's magnificent.
This is good.
Huh?
This is good. This is something we've needed for a long time.
Man.
You know, these are things they should have actually had in there to begin with for a lot of these kids before they open it up to children.
Maybe even for some adults.
For real.
No, I mean, for real, if you could restrict usage. I don't know. We build our entire show on social. To his point, we're on our cell phones at least. Oh, man. I sleep 6 hours. So does that leave 14? It's sitting there.
At least a good 6 to 8 hours a day, we're on our devices, no question.
Yeah. All right. And the only thing is, not to be a jerk or a pessimist, kids aren't into Facebook, to be honest, Patrick. That's not their thing.
No, they're down the Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat rabbit hole. Yeah. But even those, they're starting to age out of some of those.
But this will help. That's all I'm saying. And by the way, it sends a message to all of them. Doesn't it, Patrick? Game on. We're not messing with this anymore.
Exactly. They better get on board and start putting some safeguards in place or get ready to pay up. And for the smaller ones, you know, that's a business killing price tag.
I also asked Tom King, who knows this stuff. He has it's 100-page a settlement agreement. That's a lot. When they will be ordered to make these changes, he hasn't responded yet, but we'll let you folks know tomorrow. It's a big day. This is what happened with tobacco, quite frankly, and asbestos and car safety and airline safety. And, you know, you folks like to pick on attorneys, and that's fine, but without attorneys, this doesn't happen. Colin's next, folks.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Bellassai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Bellassai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Bellassai wherever you get your podcasts.